USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People are describing the northern islands in the Bahamas as totally devastated. Hurricane Dorian left the islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama ravaged. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis says the death toll has risen to 7, and that number will likely increase. He says search teams have fanned out across both of the islands.
Our priority at this time is search, rescue, and recovery.
The Red Cross says Dorian, which arrived earlier this week with 185 mile per hour sustained winds, has heavily damaged or destroyed nearly half the homes on both of the islands. Leah Head Rigby with the Bahamian Project flew over Abaco.
Looks like 90% of the homes are gone. I may have counted 50 roofs, maybe.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The death toll is more than 24 in Monday morning's boat fire near an island off the Southern California coast. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says the fire, which happened while passengers were sleeping, became a worst-case scenario.
Have a fire that occurs, have limited, if any, firefighting capabilities that could address that, and then to have all of a sudden a fire that spread very, very rapidly, you couldn't ask for a worse situation.
Coast Guard Captain Monica Rochester says the outlook isn't good for finding more survivors.
I think we all should be prepared to move into the worst outcome.
The name of the boat is the Conception, and a preliminary look at its records show it's up to date.
They have been in full compliance with regulatory requirements.
Rochester says the recovery effort is going slow because of the position of the vessel.
The boat has sank, and now it's inverted, and it's on the seabed. It's on the floor in approximately 60, 62 feet of water.
Five crew members sleeping on the top deck escaped and took a dinghy to safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Chicago's mayor and a U.S. senator from Texas engage in a Twitter feud over gun violence. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Windy City Mayor Lori Lightfoot blasting Senator Ted Cruz for using her city as an example of why gun control is not the answer to gun violence in America. Cruz tweeting on Monday that gun control doesn't work, referring to a Breitbart News article breaking down the number of shootings in Chicago over Labor Day weekend. The Texas Republican said disarming law-abiding citizens isn't the answer. Lightfoot fired back on Twitter saying 60% of illegal firearms recovered in Chicago come from outside Illinois, mostly from states dominated by what she referred to as coward Republicans like Cruz, who refused to enact common-sense gun legislation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The UK's Royal Mail Service is announcing a new line of stamps centered around Elton John. The stamps show Elton John performing live, along with album covers, including Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Postcards, stamp books, and frame stamp sheets are also available. On Twitter, Royal Mail said, "The Elton John collection salutes one of the biggest selling and most influential artists in the history of popular music. John is the second musician to receive a stamp collection, following David Bowie in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.